Welcome to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone and fall 2018. First show of the year. Probably a little rusty.
Speak for yourself.
Well, have you been at home practicing?
I have. You know, me and my husband eating breakfast, and we pretend we're on a radio show. Not really.
But I doubt you're rusty. You don't get rusty. You just come in and just go at it, and you're nice and smooth.
I'm a woman. I talk all the time.
It's easy for you. Oh, summer for Sheena. What was summer for Sheena like?
Gosh, I cannot. I'm trying to remember. You know, it was really hot, and I don't know if it's this whole, like, pregnancy thing and having, like, a heater in my belly, but I think it was just really trying to survive the heat and being pleasant to people because right. I have just, like, physically not been sick, but just, like, emotionally not been myself, which is usually extremely pleasant. So right. In public places, I've tried to not be this, like, grouchy person. So that defined my summer.
Have you controlled your emotions? Have you lost it on anybody?
I've not lost it on anyone. Probably privately. Yeah. I have my little, my moments, but yeah. I'm probably, like, I was already a, road rage kind of driver. Now it's just gotten a little bit worse. So I try to minimize my driving.
Because you're
right
always
now.
Like all sweet and bubbly, and that just doesn't have change, does it?
I try to be nice. Well, yeah. I don't know. Come like labor and delivery time. Let's not record me then. So you know.
You got a little bit left. I do have to ask you. Like my wife, she had Taylor, our oldest. At the end of the summer.
Uh-huh.
And, there are those things that come along with pregnancy. And, like, the bottom of her feet during the summer were round. I mean, she was like those things that you get that you punch and then they bounce right back up.
Yeah.
I didn't punch her yes. and her bounced right back up. But if I had or if she had tripped and fallen, she would have bounced right back up.
Yes. So I've not experienced that. My feet have gotten bigger, so I have had to go up a shoe size. I've also, thank goodness for silicone rings because I can, like, wear those versus my wedding ring and look like, oh, I go work out, not like, oh, my hands are really swollen. So there's been some modifications over the years for us pregnant ladies so that we have a little bit of normalcy.
Nice. I'm sure the rings weren't for pregnant women, but that's a good
yes.
use of that.
Oh, for sure.
So quick overview of what the show's like.
Yes.
For those that are new joining us, first semester on campus or fourth semester on campus and never listened to us. This
exactly.
is the start of our fourth year, mine and your third year together. Is
correct.
So, yeah, and we second year together. Second year, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, the fact of the matter is, Terry Siggers has not fired us yet. We're still on the show.
This is correct. I mean, yes. we have very riveting information. And so for our first-time listeners, we are Fit to Be Tied. We are a wellness show. And when you think of wellness, sometimes you might have the perspective of just thinking exercise or nutrition. But what John and I like to try to do is we like to travel the spectrum when it comes to wellness. So that's going to be looking at it from the mental health piece, the spiritual piece, when it comes to absence or existence of diseases. John, what would you say to that?
Emotional wellness.
Exactly.
Social wellness.
Mm-hmm.
And everything falls under environmental wellness.
Oh, for sure.
Even though so many people leave it off. But, everything that's around us mm-hmm. On an everyday basis. And as a new college student or as a college student in general, you're probably surrounded by a lot of things that you've never been surrounded by before. And so hopefully what we're able to accomplish through the semester is to bring you into contact with some experts in different areas that can help you with all of these issues. Because there are a lot of issues that come up. And we're going to talk about, being first show today, we're going to give an overview of some of those things and kind of where the show is going for the year and how to avoid some of those pitfalls.
Exactly. And for our first show, we've actually got some really great guests. We have, we've got some new folks joining us. So today is not going to be an exception when it comes to having a fabulous show. But you guys, we've got to take our first break. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone. We'll be right back.
Morning Tide with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone, and we want to thank you for joining us this Sunday afternoon, spending part of your afternoon with us here, and we're back again for the semester. So before we went to break, we were kind of talking about what the show is about,
exactly.
Sheena, and you know, I'm going to go ahead and say that our topic today, how would you describe our topic? Because I have some thoughts on what
sure.
this topic is.
Well, you know, I think with it being the beginning of the semester, to me, it's almost like we're giving a little bit of an overview of some of our best advice about having a healthy semester, you know?
Right.
I don't know. Did I give away
too much? No. I think that's what we're about. And I was thinking about it earlier, you know, just in any other normal circumstance, 3 years prior to this, I would say this show is kind of a mothering show. I mean, we're passing out that motherly advice that
exactly.
we would give to students that help you. That, you know what? One of the things that I have listed here is while you're here at college, act like your mom and dad are looking over your shoulder. You know, and that's what this is all about. I think this show is all about today is, you know, what are some things that you can do, you know, getting involved mm-hmm. and some other pointers that we have that, you know, hey, we've been doing this for a while. You've been around here a long time. I've been around here quite a while myself. And so we see the pitfalls.
I think we're both college educated, so we've been college students before, so
right.
we've lived to tell the tale, but with our respective professions, we've got some actual expertise
right.
in these health areas too, which is really great. But, you know, before we go into such an important topic for this show, you know, JJ, before the break, you were asking me about my summer. I have to ask about your summer. I mean, I didn't really see you that much, you know, because we weren't in the recording studio. So what were you up to? Just out of curiosity.
It's very simple. And you said, as we were going to break, you know, one thing is always baseball,
yes.
you know, which involves a lot of couch time and TV time
mm-hmm.
and occasionally going out to the ball field. And then a lot of pool time.
Okay.
And that's it. You know,
living your best life.
I mean, that's as good as
it
gets for me, and I have no problem with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Nothing exciting, but it was good for me.
Okay. I'll take it.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. So now I feel equal because you got to get some insight on my summer. So now I know exactly what you were up to. So, yes.
Okay. So back to my point of being a motherly show.
Okay. Of course.
Not changing the subject, but back to my point of being a motherly show and you about to be a mother.
Yes.
One of the things that is, I'm going to say probably 99% certain that it's going to happen within the next 5 months is that you're going to have a baby. I am not sure what a gestational period for a Greg is. Okay. I'm assuming 9 months.
Right.
But how long does it take to create perfection? Maybe 15 or 16 months.
You bring up a great.
Yeah.
I think I'm just floored that you actually use the word perfection with me because you're usually trash talking me. So I will take it.
right.
But we'll say a baby Greg will take the general like 9 month gestation period.
I was a 9 monther and I'm as close to perfect as it gets
Correct.
Around here.
Correct.
So yeah.
So I would say 9 months. So we're looking at towards the end of October. We'll see what happens. But.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, anyways,
that
yes.
being said, in the interim of while I assume you won't just have the baby and just hang around here, you probably take a little time off from work.
I will. Yeah, I'm not gonna be FaceTiming y'all. I got stuff I gotta do with this kid. So.
Well, our first guest today. I guess we can introduce her and talk a little bit about what she does and why she's here and what
yes.
she's gonna be doing with us. But. You know, in the event that you don't have the baby this semester, I don't know what's going to happen by January. But Sarah Hendricks is with us today. And Sarah has kind of been doing a little bit of an internship with me this summer. And she's a doctoral student. And I'll let her go into some of the things that she's doing. But Sarah's been around a long time, too. In this profession, is what I mean. So she's a great resource. I don't mean that she's, you know, elderly or anything.
I know. The scowl, listeners, if you could see the scowl on Sarah's face as John is awkwardly trying to.
Yeah. What I meant by that was Sarah has, I think she has the experience to talk on, you know, what can, you know, the topic that we're talking about today, how to be successful and be healthy. And Sarah being a doctoral student in, Sarah, I'm going to go ahead and ask you, is it health education, health promotion? I know they all kind of get tangled up there.
Yes, it's health promotion and health education.
Oh, it's both. I got them both. Okay.
You got it.
Okay. Yeah. Good deal.
You got one thing right.
One thing right. Okay. So, well, tell us a little bit about, I mean, you got your undergrad at the University of South Alabama.
Yes.
And, okay, that was a bit of a trek for you from your hometown. And so you get down to Mobile. What do you do to get involved?
Yeah, so I actually received both my bachelor's and master's from South Alabama. And so when I was a master's student, I had the opportunity to become group fitness certified. And it was a wonderful opportunity, and I became involved with the campus recreation there. Really fell in love with it, and it has been part of my life since grad school, which was not that long ago.
Hey, I'm with you.
But yeah, so it was a really great opportunity for me to just become more involved with campus as a whole. So I was really able to be involved with the community,
right,
faculty, staff, and students as well, and I really enjoyed it.
Right. And probably meeting a lot of people teaching group X
classes. Yes, I did.
Absolutely.
Sarah, with your doctoral program, what do you see yourself doing professionally just with the health education, health promotion certification and just having that under your belt?
I've been battling this decision for a while. They really do a great job here at priming you to teach at university level when you finish. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely an option. Luckily, before I entered the program, I had an opportunity to live in Cambodia for over a year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I loved it. So I'm not entirely against the idea of traveling back.
Okay.
And doing some work over there. But I had some experience working with women's leadership, which I really enjoyed. And so there's a lot of possibilities, and I'm open to a lot of anything that comes my way, really.
Yeah. So. Well, I think if you do that, I hope that you chronicle it on the internet in some capacity so I can live vicariously through you, because that sounds amazing. So I just had to say that.
Worldly Sarah. And the reason and the reason Sarah's here today, in addition to providing this knowledge and information, is because she is going to co-host when Sheena eventually has this boy.
Exactly. Yes. Right. But in the meantime, we get to be this happy trio together. And so I think it's great, you know, because sometimes listeners, you might not want to hear what John and I have to say. And Sarah has a wealth of knowledge. And so y'all will want to listen even just for her. So it works out perfectly.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, we've got, a lot of information that we want to share today between the three of us and our guests. We'll be moving into that in just a few minutes. But, you know, keeping in mind, what we are trying to provide today is just kind of an overview of what we're looking at for the entire semester. We're, you know, bringing guests in here to help you to have a healthy semester, to have a successful semester, and, you know, how you define successful semester. Maybe that's something we'll talk about after the break, but it is something that, you know, a successful semester for, you know, Sheena might not be a successful semester for me. I mean, you have to define that and have what those expectations are. And so I think that's one thing to look at. I mean, obviously there are some things that, you know, when you get through the semester, this is a bad semester. And we'll talk about some of those things.
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely talk about the scenarios. But, you know, John, you're right. What could be defined as successful for one student or healthy for one student could be completely different for another. So I think it'll be great just with the diversity of folks that we have on the show today, just being able to bring that perspective. But, you know, we've been teasing you about the fact that we do have another guest. But before we finally introduce her, we have to take another break, you guys. So you got to stick around. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied this afternoon with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone.
Vermont on 90.7, and we are continuing our conversation this afternoon about having a healthy and successful semester and some tips and things that you can do to get started on the right foot. And I think that's the key, Sheena.
Yes.
You got to get started right. I have this in my notes. You know, one of the things, you don't want to get behind the eight ball to start with. So
no. Oh, no, no, no.
And a quick story. We got to get to our guest. But I got to tell you a quick story. My son, who is like, okay, maybe some organizational issues. This is his first semester on campus. Great kid. He'll do anything you tell him to. Great kid. I mean, I can't say that enough. And he's got his schedule all out, and he's got everything written down. He comes home yesterday for first day of classes. Or, I'm sorry, Wednesday was the first day of classes of this past week. And he comes home, and he was like, I missed my first class.
What?
You missed your first class. Yeah, I forgot to write it down on my schedule.
Oh.
That's not a good start.
No.
Okay, so what we're talking about today is getting a good start.
Yes.
And a great way to get a good start is to get involved in addition to your classes, and we know classes are important, but in order to be successful and to be involved as a student, you have to get involved. And I can't think of words that describe getting involved more than get on board day.
Correct. No, I mean, but you're so right. I mean, getting plugged in, you know, it kind of gives you a little bit more ownership and identity on campus. And so we wanted to make sure that we really emphasize that today. And you guys, you are so lucky because our first guest of the semester is Molly Tinney from the Office of Student Involvement. And so, Molly, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. We are so glad to have you. And now tell us a little bit about your department and your role in student involvement.
All right. So the Office of Student Involvement, we are a one-stop shop for any student who wants to start an organization, get involved in an organization. We've got clubs from athletic to honor societies. I mean, we really, there's something for everybody. My role as assistant director is to work with the Involvement Geniuses. They're our student ambassadors who go around campus and speak to individuals and groups about different ways they can get involved. I also work with the honor societies, and then I do just an amalgamation of other student outreach and general involvement.
Okay, awesome.
No. I'll look up what amalgamation means in a minute.
I'll do that.
Well, tell us a little bit. You know, we've got Get On Board Day coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what all that involves and what how that can be a benefit to new students, old students alike.
All right. So Get On Board Day is a huge event. It's really high energy. The Office of Student Involvement manages that event, plans it, implements it. Right now we have about 300 student orgs and departments and close to about 100 community partners scheduled to participate. So on Get On Board Day, you're going to have a ton of different tables and vendors on campus on August 30th from 5 to 9, and you're going to be able to go and connect with those vendors and orgs and get information. I mean, it's a huge event where, I mean, we want students to treat it kind of like a buffet, mm-hmm. right? So it's this one night where you can go around and sample a little bit, put a little bit of everything on your plate and, you know, see what you really want to get involved in.
I love it. Before we started recording the show and doing the, in between breaks, I know some of us like had just talked about thinking back to our first year experience on campus. And I remember going to Get On Board Day. And back then, I won't say what specific year that was, you know, we had all of the tables out on the quad. And it was just so interesting to me to see the diversity of the student organizations that were available. And I I signed up for everything, you know, but I went through and like went to like the first meetings just to have a better idea. But it just seemed like such a great experience because I was like, holy cow, you know, there's a lot of different groups that are out here. So I don't know. I loved it. JJ, did you sign up for a plethora of student organizations when you were a student?
Despite the amalgamation of programs and things that were out there, I was busy playing baseball. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. Baseball was my get on board day.
Yeah. Those were your people.
Yeah,
you know?
Those were my peeps. So, unfortunately, but I have since then, I've seen all that goes on with it. And mm-hmm. the value of it is just, you know, you just can't emphasize enough. Like, when we look at what the things that we talk about, those wellness things, there's none of those that you can't benefit from by getting involved. Mm-hmm. And I mean, especially the social aspect, which is huge. I know a lot of people come to college with some friends, but once you get here, you get all new friends and you all have different interests. But being able to get involved in groups that have similar interests that you do, I think it's just huge.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the benefits of getting involved on campus, you know, it really helps you find the thing that you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. It gives you an avenue to learn about new things that maybe you've never considered before. You know, it makes a large campus feel small. It gives you a support system. Something that we know at UA is that if a student is involved in 1 to 3 organizations, they're 50% more likely to graduate. Not only graduate on time. So, you know, there's really no downside to getting involved on campus.
Yeah, no, I mean, and that's a huge statistic because I'm sure if, like, I was going back through college again, I would want to graduate.
Absolutely.
You know? you know, getting plugged in. And now, Molly, I know we've talked about this during our breaks, but you actually did not do your undergraduate experience at UA. Where were you at?
I went to Jacksonville State University in Jacksonville, Alabama, where I had the absolute time of my life. I started off, you know, I should have made the decision on where to go to college based on, you know, academics and career, but I just wanted to be in the marching band.
Uh-huh.
So I went there to be a member of the Marching Southerners, and, you know, I instantly, you know, being a member of the Marching Southerners, singing in the a cappella choir, those for me were really important because it gave me a community of people who I could ask questions. Mm-hmm. You know, when I didn't know anything about anything, I had that group of friends that I could talk to, and it really helped me navigate campus and feel like I belonged.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome.
I have to ask you about the singing a cappella thing.
Uh-oh.
Real quickly. off the topic, mm-hmm. tell me about that.
I mean, it was amazing. We sang all types. We sang kind of more traditional style chamber music, some of it in Latin and French and all of that. So I know that's hard to believe when you hear this accent going on, but my singing voice is actually a lot different than my speaking voice.
Okay. We won't put you on the spot with a performance
afternoon. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Do my warm-ups.
I think y'all should do a jingle, so maybe she could be the voice for a jingle.
Well, maybe that's an idea.
See,
that's great.
I'm liking your addition already.
I make little jingles all the time. Just because.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to work on that.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Well, you know, I think just given the fact that you were able to really find your group and have that sense of community is huge. You know, with today's show, certainly we're really wanting to talk about how to have that successful semester. And I think we've alluded to getting plugged in as being a huge piece to that. And, you know, we want to make sure, too, with the show this afternoon that we all get to share our perspectives on, you know, what is the definition of a healthy and successful semester. And so, you know, we want to talk about that more. You know, I want to hear from Sarah's perspective. I know John's got some opinions on that. You know, Molly, you know, you've kind of shared your experiences from undergrad at JSU, and I'll be sharing some perspective as well. But you guys, we have got to take another break. It's probably hard to believe, but we've got to do it. So stick with us this afternoon. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone.
Happy first Sunday of the first semester of fall 2018, and I hope it was a good weekend for you. For so many of you, first weekend fall semester, I hope you're not just now getting up. Hopefully you got up early and got it going after a early Saturday night, Sheena.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway, you're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7, The Capstone, and we are here to tell you how to be healthy and how not to be unhealthy. Did I say that right?
Yes.
How not to be unhealthy.
That's very politically correct and, correct, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we all kind of have some things that probably based on all of our experiences, some to do things and some to not do things. And based on, you know, based on experience, based on watching, you know, our years of watching students be successful and unsuccessful. And I guess, Sheena, what we were talking about earlier was how do you define successful or unsuccessful? It's different for everybody.
Right, right.
For a lot of people, it's grades, but you know, other things factor in.
Sure. And, you know, I think aside from grades, I think, you know, when we look at it from a holistic point of view is, you know, really having that great balance of, you know, you've found your place socially in terms of feeling connected to the university. So you've got that great social wellness going on. You're feeling academically stimulated in your classes and you're having a priority with that. If there's other components of your health that are a priority, like maybe your spiritual health, and getting plugged into something related to that. Of course, as a dietitian, I get a little partial to, you know, maybe even having some balance with those nutrition behaviors, actually making eating a priority. It's kind of funny how certain health behaviors like sleep, exercise, and nutrition tend to go in the back burner when we're so hyper-focused on the academics piece in the beginning, because it kind of is the unknown, because we're having to manage this new schedule right. For the first time, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And I think, like, what you and I do, and obviously we're a little partial to that, but you have so many students that are, you know, come in for the first time, they're on their own for the first time, and, you know, from a physical activity exercise standpoint, you know, my angle on this is, you know, you've gone from a very, very structured environment where you went to school 8 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And then when school was over with, if you participated in any activities, you were active for that period of time after that. So you were getting some physical activity that was kind of pushed on you.
Correct.
You know, if not, you know, maybe you're not the most active person in the world, and this is an opportunity for you to do that. But if you're used to that, you're not going to have somebody making you do it now. Mm-hmm. And so here you are in this environment where you're kind of, you're on your own. And when you get out of class, which isn't 8 hours of class, it's, you know, you've been in class for a few hours this morning, maybe a couple hours this afternoon, a lot of time to sit around in between. What are you going to do when class is over with? It's easy to go home and take a nap.
Exactly. I mean, because really, as a college student, you are king or queen of the castle. You kind of are deciding, like, how are you going to utilize that time? You know, so are you going to choose to be physically active? Are you going to choose to actually go get something to eat? Are you going to choose to have some quiet reflection time for some self-care for your mental health? Are you actually going to take a shower? You
know, right, yeah. I mean,
there's a lot right. of things. There's a lot of decisions that are to be made when you've got this time that you get to be the owner of.
Well, you know, I think, yes, absolutely. And I think you kind of skimmed over it. But I think, too, like, people are so used to, like, students in high school are so used to having mom and dad or mom, whatever, cook dinner for them, you know, maybe cook breakfast for them, maybe, you know, and have a good lunch at school or whatever. But you don't have that now. You got that choice. You got that freedom. You can eat whatever you want to.
Exactly.
And that's dangerous. You know, that's dangerous. We say the freshman 15, we know it's about 6 to 8 pounds.
Correct.
But you know, I mean, that's the average, 6 to 8 pounds. Now, if you're not in college, do you get that 6 to 8 pound gain? You're going to gain some weight, but maybe not that much.
Right.
And so you're in an environment where food's all around, you know.
No, for sure. And I mean, just kind of thinking about different perspectives. I mean, for you, Sarah, what would you kind of define as your perception of like a healthy semester?
For myself, I think it might be different from the students that I teach, actually.
Sure.
But for me, and I just see so many students come through, and everything tends to become due on the same dates or the same week. So the students become so overwhelmed. And honestly, to make the healthiest, happiest semester is just staying organized throughout and being prepared. And I just think a lot of students underestimate the amount of work that it's going to take when all of these assignments start rolling in. And then it just, you see the stress on them when they're coming through. And it really, I feel like, makes their semester worse.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be so much better if they were just in control of their schedules. And like JJ was saying about his son, you know, he forgot to write that he had class on his schedule, so he totally forgot. And I'm sure that immediately created a lot of stress for him on the first day.
Right.
So for me, like a healthy semester would just be organized, prepared, so you're able to have more time to do the fun things on the side that you really want to do too.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Molly, you know, I know you kind of alluded to, you know, being plugged in, being kind of a core value of having that successful and healthy semester, but I don't know, how else would you define a healthy, successful semester experience?
For me, I think that, you know, having a good, healthy semester is, you know, being organized, but also balancing my responsibilities with that free time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you do work really hard, you also should schedule in some time to do something that you enjoy. You know, being in college, you're the most free that you're ever going to be, probably. So you should take this time to learn about some new things and to get involved. But make sure that, you know, you kind of set the limits on, you know, you don't want to do too much and get yourself overwhelmed. And for me, I like to kind of find that happy medium between, you know, staying organized and doing all the things that I have to do, but also making the time to do other stuff so I'm connecting with other people and, you know, just keeping myself healthy.
I love that. And, you know, we've talked about this a little bit, you know, when it comes to being like plugged in relationships. I would say even for me personally, it's just having that specific group of people or individual that I really can confide in about those stressful moments, you know, in terms of just being really transparent. Because I think sometimes as college students, we want to really give off this persona like, oh, everything's going great. Everything is awesome. I'm being successful. But, you know, to have your core friends or family members that you can really confide in and say, hey, you know, I'm getting kind of stressed out. I'm getting kind of overwhelmed. There's just something very cathartic and helpful about getting to be transparent about how you're really feeling. And, you know, mental health is a big component on the health spectrum. And I feel like that can be a huge component too, because it can be more stressful when you feel isolated during the semester.
Okay, so we got about a minute and a half here before break. We're going to machine gun this, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
And we may do this a little bit this last segment. Okay, your top to-do list, your top to-don't list, your whatever. Let's roll with this. What you got, Sheena? Your best advice?
For me,
a couple of things.
Have a plan with your food. It doesn't have to be you planning every single meal, but kind of know, like, if you're actually going to have lunch and what time that's going to happen, like think, oh, you know, at this point in the day, I'm going to be on this side of campus. This is probably where I need to go for lunch, or I should pack something. So having a semi-game plan with your meals is what I would say is helpful. So I'm coming from a very like concrete perspective as a dietitian.
I knew you were going there with food.
Yeah.
Sarah, what say you? What's your top?
I'm going to say don't hide behind your phones this semester. And reach out.
I like it.
And try to connect with people in your classes or somebody you're walking next to. Like, try to actually make new friends in different ways.
I love it.
The original way.
Great. Molly, can you hang with us after the break?
Yeah.
I think we need to continue this. We need to go to a quick break.
Yes. So, you guys, as JJ said, we got to break this up. We've got more tips to go because I'm very curious to what John is going to say. And I know Molly's going to say something fabulous, but we got to take that break. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone.
Welcome back to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone, and we're continuing our show this afternoon, kind of finishing up talking about how to have a healthy and successful semester. And we finished that last segment with kind of going around and hitting some of the high points for us. I know you guys have probably some more things. I got a long list to go through here, so I know I won't get through all of it. But Molly, if you had to give your, you know, top couple of things, top tips, what would they be?
The first one would be to attend class, as many of those classes as possible, and stay awake in the duration of those classes.
Yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, half the battle is just being in class. Even if you don't necessarily feel like it that day, you will maybe by osmosis like soak in some type of knowledge, and that is better than no knowledge. So I would say go to class.
Exactly. And if you're at the end of the semester and you're begging for those bonus points and your professor's like, dude, you've been by Felicia this entire semester.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to preface my list by saying this is the point in the show where we normally do Sheena talks about a food.
Correct.
Okay, and that will be back on our next show.
Correct.
I will say that. So for those of you that are missing that, I love it. Okay, I got a long list here. So my things aren't as profound as what you guys have, but I got a whole lot of shallow things here. Okay, number one, act like your mom and dad are with you every decision you make.
I like it.
Now that's kind of deep. Okay, yes, we could go with that, but stay with me. Get or stay active. Don't put it off. I mean, go ahead and get started. It's like getting in class to start with, you know, and staying in class. You want to do that. Don't get a minor in possession.
Yes.
I mean, that's simple, but, you know.
I mean, it is our duty to tell you that. Yes.
Yes. Think of your professor. Y'all stop me whenever you want to. Think of your professor as a professor. They're teachers and they want you to learn, but you have to communicate with them. Don't be scared of them. You have to talk to them. Don't wait till the end of the semester to go up to them and say, hey, what can I do for extra credit? No, it doesn't work that way. Go up to them from the get-go. They want you to learn, not do what you have to do just to get a grade.
Correct.
Okay. Anybody want to interrupt me because I'm still going here?
No, I'm being blown away right now. You just keep going. Yes.
Do not expect the same grades that you got in high school. How about that?
Preach. Yes.
Yes. You got to be realistic about things. Hey, don't expect a lot of hand-holding from your professors like you got from your teachers in high school. It doesn't have anything to do with being at a big university or a small college. It just has to do with growing up. Y'all with me on that?
Mm-hmm.
I see your heads nodding.
Yeah.
But, okay. Hey, okay, we have great advisors here. Don't rely on them to get you through school. You gotta go through your own stuff and make sure you're gonna, if you wanna graduate on time, don't depend on anybody else to help you with it. Okay? I know. Hang on. okay. Be careful with social media and where your photo goes. It may not be you on social media, but you allow people to take pictures of you. Who knows where they end up, right?
Man, screenshots are forever. That is
screenshots are forever. That sounds like a commercial.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, just a couple more here, okay?
I want them, right. Yes.
Okay, everybody has problems, okay? You just may not know about everybody's problems, okay? Everybody's going through the same or similar things that you are. Get help. There are so many things, and we're going to be talking about that on this show. There are so many things. There are so many entities on campus. There is basically nothing that you can't receive help for. We've had everybody on the show that helps you with everything.
Exactly.
Okay, you were just staring at me. She like, no, it wasn't making
sense. Like, I'm just dumbfounded because I am like so blown away by the knowledge that you are giving in our last 5-minute segment. And that is like the best way to end our show this afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. I will end on a high note. Praise from you.
Yes, I mean, take it.
It doesn't happen often.
It's very rare. But JJ, good job.
Thank you.
Sarah, we are so excited
to have you.
You have a fantastic radio voice. Molly, always a pleasure. And thank you for coming for our first show of the year. But you guys, this is it. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John. We hope you have a great Sunday afternoon, and we will catch you next time.